Okay? Then he's like this. The Nirali. This is all the Beis Yosef speaking. Since for other Laila Echot, Kodam Shuchmu, I feel the Bosom Bechalov, Ein Linos Meis Liyes, Ela Mishah Shabishlubo. Kevin the Eshtovim, the Acha Laila Echot, Nelson Tal of Gam, the Machlokos, I guess you saw from here, from never before. What's that in a Benyomo? Not that day, or now within 24 hours? Most posts say now within 24 hours, and some posts will say, literally, Benyomo, that day. Night, Linus Laila. So, since some say Linus Laila, okay? Then he's like this. The Nirali. This is all the Beis Yosef speaking. Since for all the Laila Echot, Kodam Shulchmu, I feel the Bosa Becholov, Ein Linus Meis Liyes, Ela Mishah Shabishlubo. Kevin the Eshtovim, the Acha Laila Echot, Nelson Tal of Gam, the Machlokos, I guess you saw from here, from never before. What's that in a Benyomo? Not that day, or now within 24 hours? Most posts say now within 24 hours, but some posts will say, literally, Benyomo, that day. Night, Linus Laila. So since some say Linus Laila is good enough, right? So we can rely on it. Avol but in Kodem Shavu Laila Laila Achas Tukma Ba Mayim already. Then Naktina Gnevi Sefer Tuma Kevin the Kaimelon Vasa Bchalav Chaticha Nasa Nevela. What's the svara for this distinction? So the Kivega point out the svara. It's a nice svara. If the night comes when. You have to push it, make a chart in your mind. No, I had a blackboard, make a chart. What events? How many events are taking place over here? Cook guy cooks milk, right? Cooks meat, cooks water, and then cooks something else. Potatoes. Okay, cooks milk and he cooks meat. All right. Whatever. Okay. And then he cooked water, and then he cooked potatoes. Now the night can come either before the water or after the water, right? What's the difference? Mother shot. Either you rely on Linus Laila as a snip, or you don't rely on as a snip. Well, what's the difference? What's the answer? I think it's a different reason. It's like this. Take a look. I think that's the quote of the Beis Yosef. So the Kivegas is in the bottom. Here. Near the Kavanas HaShah. The Shorash HaChiluk Bein Ovro Laila Kodam HaChimuk Mayim. Ochakach Hainu. Shim Hukmu Mayim Tchila Techif Dodin HaMayim Nasa Nevela. Umemele Bor Meis Liyes Mishas HaChimuk. It's already been decided. We pass in La Chumra that the Luli Basa B'cholav is not, we say not in the Vela. For the moment, you cook Basa B'cholav, you cook Basa at 9, and B'cholav at 10, and water at 11. And it's already at 11 o'clock a.m. finished. It's already been decided that this water is not in the Vela, that's all consequences which emanate from that. Finished. So they make the potatoes tomorrow morning at 10, tomorrow morning at 6, we tap the potatoes straight. You can't use it. But, and he cooks meat at 9 and he cooks meat at 10 and milk at 11. Then the whole night passes and you cook water at 6 o'clock in the morning. The Bishas Pilim Amayim Aminan Kevin the Nas and the Veil of the Rabbanon. Have a Shishim the Rabbanon. Have a Suffolk the Rabbanon. Have a Suffolk the Rabbanon. Why? The Shemuk for Nifkan Belinas Lila. In other words, by the time the water was cooked, you already had the other stuff built in. The Shah and Hilchos Sfek Sfek. If you have a chance at the end of the summer, if you have a chance, we'll learn Simon Kuf Yud. Because when was the Kolon Sfek Sfek? When could you go this way, that way? See, it's a classic Sfek Sfek of mine. In other words, some of the Sfek Sfek won't work. You know why? Because the second Sfek cannot get into operation before the game is over. Do this fantastic reserve play trying to get in, right? By the time you get to play in, the game is over. Finished. You try and blow the whistle. Stop. No, it's too late. It's over it. Before you're able to get the svara of Lina Slyla into play, too bad, the water's been cooked, and you're cooked. That's it. Finished. Nothing to do about it. But in the other case, with the night passed, and then the water's cooked. Aha! By the time the water's cooked, the shadow comes up, the night already passed. so we can bring to bear all of our possible kulas in order to be matter the potato. The eye is not the water itself. That the water is akmaran. Okay, so but you see the distinction in the last distinction. So the key rag is shot in the shach. Okay. Now there's a problem over here. Well, that takes care of this distinction. That's a smaller point. There's a bigger, much bigger, much more fundamental problem over here. And that is what's going on in the Beis Yosef and the Smak. What are they saying? Lachora, the shach of the state over here is more, it refers back to what he said over there. Let me read it to you. One second. No. Here it is. He just alludes to it. Olkos after Shem. The Aikar, the Afilu, the Man, the Yomad, the Lamina, the Chatzich, and Asin, the Vezel, the Shari, Surim, Mode, the Tzorach, Meisriyeh, Mishas Chimam Amayim, Vafilu Bishari Surim. Why? The Lotoli Zeh Bechatich Anas Nivela Olo Ayin Shom. So that's why I didn't want you to just rely on this in Ayin Shom. So we look, take a look at Simen Tzadik Dalet, right to the first one. Simen Tzadik Dalet in the Shach Sif Kotten Chav Bey. Let's talk about Ayin Shom. Let's see my Ayin Shom. Mitzvah Shmod Evech HaChomer. So what did he say over there? The Shach again is always on high ground. I mean, how do you argue with it? What does the shach? A long shach. I couldn't help it. What does the shach say over here? Quote, a long quote again, a quote. Where's the one line I can show you? Here it is. Yeah, he introduced a few concepts we're going to get to later. One is called not by not. Right, can I explain it to you for a minute? What does not by not mean? Nos and tam by nos and tam. You know what that is? You have meat goes into a pot, the pot goes into the water goes into the fish, and the fish hasn't even come to milk yet. That's not by not mut. That's what the tzvot are using of is not by not. But the shach screams bloody murder over here. What kind of not by not? The Rishonim will say that when is not by not mutter? When and only when? Not by not do what? They have Torah. So you have meat into pot, into water, into fish. Oh, you got the water if you want. Into the fish. But not by not, it's a heter. But let's say you have what? Tarfus. You have ham into pot, into fish, or into water, into fish. What's it in? Usher, for sure. So what are you talking about over here? That you only have to have 24 hours past. It's mamish glatt trade. Call it Basta B'chol is well, not Basta B'chol, it would be an answer. What do Chatzich Anas and Avela? So Pilei Ploin. Pilei Ploin, the smack is a Pilei Osmer. This is the Shach Kasha. What's the Teretz of it?
The water is not Barnati Yisur. So the water is
Osir.
But why does that
someone
make it Ben Yomo?
So it goes right back into the pot. So it'll be not Barnati Yisur.
But why
that's Ben Yomo already. That's Ben Yomo.
Why
is
it not Ben Yomo? That's because it was
nibble
on the water.
That's what Ben Yomo means. Ben Yomo means it had to have been put in within the last 24 hours. So if I had to, I make trace, 9 o'clock I cook tarp. The next day at 10 to 9 I cook water. The next day at 29 I cook water. The next day at 8:30 I cook water. I would say it should remain tray forever. Because the tarfus goes in, goes out, and comes back into the pot. It's new tarfus.
Why do you mean?
Because
it's not in the veil. I understand. It's new. The whole water is not in the veil. It's the veil. It's new tarfus. But if it's just the same old tarfus, it's not coming to water. Why does that make it new? It moves into the water and then makes it new again.
Yeah, because. Yeah, because the reason why it's tray is because it stays in the pot for 24 hours. It becomes nima. But if it goes out, can you drink that water? Yes or no? Within 24 hours, you cook chaza. And 23 hours later, you cook water. Can you drink the water?
Yes.
You drink the water? How? Impossible.
Oh, I think
you drink the water.
Oh, you have to come out.
No, you can't drink the water. Then that water gets absorbed back into the pot. So the chora, the shach is right. They have to wait 24 hours from that time. So they ploy. I think the answer is, I asked to look in the Prima Gorda. I don't do that every day of the week. You look carefully at the Prima Gorda, I think the smack is what she tells me. This is my original chiddush. The big machlokas are poskim. This distinction between not banat the Isura and not banat the Atera, who made up this distinction? I thought the Torah made it up. It didn't arise. That's Pashup Pshat. Not banat. The Rana gives a little beautiful pshat. Why? So the Prima Gorda calls the Rana. Come to this later, we'll get the not banat. That not banat is a tam kolish, the weak tam. So it's strong enough to maintain an Isur, but it's not strong enough to create an Isur. That's in a nutshell what the Ran said. This is a great svar. Usually great svar is on the right. Great, fundamental svar. The smack says, quote by the Prima Gorda over here, it's what I have to look at, no? Shela, he quotes the smack, the same person. The smack holds. Just so we have a cloud, not by not, their terror is mutter. So the din of not by not, the Isur is utter, it's only with the Rabban. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush of the smack. That's a chiddush of the smack. Huh? That's his own chiddush. That's his chiddush. Where's the book? Give one slow. Slow. And therefore what? What are you saying?
So, Mela, once you say that the reason for Nabanah is based on Hanan, and the Shah's character is in his oneness anyway.
Right, and therefore what? So good, that's Teretz. Good.
Even if it's the
right, if it's the right, if not...
based on Hanan.
If you want to suggest, no one says like you, but you want to suggest the possibility, logically, that we can say that the thing, Nabanah Isur is the right, sir. It's still based on Chatzi Chanan and Avela. It would never work out. Yeah, that's not going to be Kivag. That's a hard thing to say. He's saying that what? That Chatzi Chanan, that's not by Nati's is only Asim Adir Abanan. Only Asim Adir Abanan. If it's Asim Adir Abanan, then perhaps it would only apply in certain cases, not in other cases. Right? I'm sorry? If it's based on Chatzi Chanan, does the smack say that, or is that what the Prima Gorda says? So that's the case. If you own chatzicha nas in the veil of the shari surim, so you wouldn't say that. So not by shari surim in this kind of case wouldn't apply. So like the Rabbein Ephraim, in which case the shach's kasha is no kasha. But the shach was assuming, like I would have always assumed, that what not by not these surim didn't arise like the rest of the what. The Ran is mashkan that way, it's in the right. And therefore, he has his kasha. But you shouldn't think that the smack was a tolo chas v'sholom. When the shach takes someone and pummels him into the ground, you shouldn't think that necessarily he's down and out. I mean, he also can have a counter punch. So that's it. He owes napanati surah, he's only the rabbonan. It's based on chatzicha nas v'sholom shari surah. And if you don't say it, the mele would be mutter. Okay, b'li neder, tomorrow, I want to start talking about the hard stuff. Sadi Dalit. This happens a lot on the Maisa. Sadi Dalit is entitled, it's the title of the Simmon. It's called Hatokev Kafko Levitz Bekzeris Obam. The guy sticks a milk spoon into a plate of pot. Oh boy, it gets complicated. We'll try to do that if we can tomorrow.
Did you say that the shah?
It's fine today, Simmon Sadi Dalit. Atochev kafko levis b'kzeirah shel basar o ipcha v'sharin b'kol ma'ase nitchav mimenu b'kzeirah v'makaf ben yomo d'haino sheshimshu bo v'kli rishon toch me'es li'eis. So discussing with someone yesterday, many shaylas are eliminated by this ramo. The only time the food becomes trace is if the kli which you're sticking into it has these two characteristics. Number one, that it's a ben yomo, which means it's been used, which is called a kapko levis. What do you mean a kapko levis? A milchik spoon. What do you mean a milchik spoon? It says milchik. It doesn't mean anything. It means that it has to be halakhically milchik. What makes it milchik? if it's not been used for milk within the last 24 hours. And number two, it hadn't been used for milk within the last 24 hours, the Kli Risha. What does Kli Risha mean? It was used in a Kli which is or was on the fire. Is or was on the fire. We'll discuss later the part we call Dava Gush is a problem. So my focus on Poskim, if you have a piece of meat, or say milk, a piece of, I don't know, a piece of cheese, which was on the fire, and was then taken off the fire off the, out of that pan and put on a plate, and you put the spoon into that cheese, that's according to some Poskim, that would also be considered a Kli Risha. But only if you ask the letters of it, because it's too hot to touch at the moment of contact. Yes, Mitzvah? We'll come to the ladle later. There's a long discussion with the ladle. It's until Shabbos we discussed it. The ladle of Kli Risha is a ladle, not a Kli Risha. We'll talk about that. It's the last, if you look in the last part of the Ma'amar Kamos, the very last Ma'amar Kamos about that. It's the last part of the ladle. Okay. This obviates most of the shilas on a bidyevet basis as far as the food is concerned. I'm not talking about the spoon now. As far as the food is concerned. And the pot is concerned, right. Most problems, you look carefully, I mean, you too when you have a shilah? With most cases, one of these two conditions is missing. Most cases, not all. Either it hasn't been used at all in 24 hours, or if it hasn't been used in 24 hours, it's been used in a way which it did not touch the food, which was yatsa letzbo, the clearishin. That's the general rule. They're usually okay. As far, again, to reiterate, as far as the pot and the pot's contents are concerned, the spoon itself almost always has to be, almost, we'll go into details later, almost always has to be kosher. Yes, sir?
And what happens if you pull the spoon out of the drawer with, there's another spoon, one of which has been used in
there were 12 spoons in the drawer.
And you pull out,
one of them. One out of the 12 had been used with a Kli Risha Ben Yomo, you have to let us know. And you have, it's a 1 in 12 chance whether the one you pulled out is that spoon or not. Well, the spoon is the same. The chicken and the meat is kosher. The pot is kosher. Well, the chicken is certainly kosher. The pot, you're probably referring to the question of Dava Shiesh Lamatiri. There's an option to kosher the pot. The post will see later on, they say it's a big tira for the kosher pot, and therefore the makel on that situation as well. The meat is certainly, so the din will be the same. And you have the cash of the spoon anyway, it's no different. Okay? Let's go on. Now, the shach has in Sivkot and Beis, the Hainosh Shishim Shiva B'Kli Rishon, Cholov, actual milk, cheese. Avalim Shim Shiva B'Kli Rishon, Mayim, Eino Mechashro Me'es Li'es. The fact that it was used with water within the last 24 hours does not make it to be considered a ben yomo. If it's only talking about milk, avol bekavsho iser afilu shimshiva bekli rishon shel mayim mechashro meis liyes kishlohay b'mayim shishim negar akaf kiddul kaman tivav v'simul kuf gimel, which we discussed already a bit yesterday. This shah. Okay. This is also very much halacha l'maaseh. Very often you'll say, you'll ask someone, you ask the question, have you used it within the last 24 hours? Yes. Is it hot? Yes. What? Potatoes. Or some other part of a dish. So that doesn't count. The only time it would make the food in the pot tray, maybe the pot itself, is only if it was used for actual milchiks or actual fleshiks within the last 24 hours. Not if it's used for something which is parva. That's how the shach explains. So we paskin lahalok. Now, it's important again to point out that the only the Kli Risha, therefore many of our normal table utensils are never used in Kli Risha, almost never. And if you discount the Chumras of Marashal, let me mention this a second time, the Marashal had a Chumras, which you'll see somewhere in the Ma'amar Kamos somewhere. Have you gotten to it yet? No, Dava Gush, has it come up yet? No. The Marshal said that you must have seen the difference between Kli Risha and Kli Sheni. It's right over here. What's a Kli Risha? You must have had a Nechel Shabbos, right? Kli Risha is something which is or was on the fire. Kli Sheni is something which was never on the fire, but it was poured into it from something which is or was on the fire. Now, we pass from Kli Risha as Mevashel, Kli Sheni is Eina Mevashel. And according to Rav Poskim, we pass from halacha, Kli Rishon is Mavliya, and Kli Sheni is Eina Mavliya. We'll get to that later. Some disagree. Some say that Bliya is not telling upon Bishul. Some halacha say Rishon. What about Kli Sheni? So Tosfos Shabbos says, what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Kli Rishon, the walls are hot, and therefore the heat is concentrated. Kli Rishon, the walls are cold, and on the contrary, the heat dissipates. As the Marshal says, that's true by liquids. Liquids assume the form of their receptacle. Whereas solids, you put a big piece of meat down, who cares if this is the walls are hot or the walls are cold? It's just only touching one little place. The rest of the heat is remaining, what you call it, chom otzur besocho. It's all held in. And therefore, according to the Marshal, a double gush, a solid item, even if it's found in a plate, not in a pot, it still has the status of Kli Rishon. Ramah says the Mashal is wrong. Wrong. Poskim say that the Malkam Hefsed, the Yevet, one can rely upon the Shitas Ramah. The consensus of most who show them simply all like the Ramah. The according to Ramah, therefore, most of our tableware would never even be a Kli Rishon. Unlikely to put tableware into a... I should take that back. Certain forks that someone's put into a spoon too. You put a spoon into a... stir. Okay, that's it. Right. Okay, and the cereal might actually be milk. It might be milk in it. You know, it certainly might not be butter b'shisha. You can have it, a fork. But by and large, if you don't know, that's what we say, Sam Kalin, Einem B'nei Yoman, fits in very nicely. Even if it was used in 24 hours, and now it was not used for hot in the Kli Rishon, for fleshik, for milk, for treif, within 24 hours. Yes, no? Gush. A gush actually means a solid block, as in gush etzion. It's a block, the etzion block, as they call it in the newspaper. Gush is a block. The dove of gush is a block, a solid item. Okay? How solid? No. Anything which, I said before, which assumes the form of the kli which holds it is not called dove of gush. It includes things as solid as oatmeal, I would even say, probably chocolate pudding, mostly made, jello, these kind of, in between, what they call colloids. They usually will, depends on the made, usually they'll assume the form of the, there's so many ways of making chones, you can't say anything about chones. Chone could be actually a double yovish mamish, could be a double lat mamish, could be anywhere in between, the whole gap. So you can't say anything about chones. Okay, let's go on. Now the Machala makes it even more interesting over here. Not an interesting problem. How do you calculate the shishin? You have to calculate the shishin, push up shot, how much of the spoon was stuck into the food, as opposed to how much food there is in there. Says the Machaba, no. The principle which the Gemara discussed in the Sech, the Sochim, it's in Zochim, I think it's in both places a little bit, called Cham Mitzoso, Cham Kulo. What does that mean? If part of something is hot, the whole thing is hot. What does that mean? Okay, we know it's true. If any physicist will tell you that metal is a very good conductor of heat, we know that. We also know that heat is the prime agent in Blia and in Plato, and having taste go in and go out. It's also a fundamental principle. But there are some who say that if, let's say, I have a spoon which is this big, and I only stick the bottom of it in, that will heat up the entire spoon and will thereby draw out the taste of milchiks, or fleshiks, or tarfas from the entire spoon into the pot. And therefore, the only time it's mutter is if I have shishim in the pot, not only connected the little part that was actually went into the food, but even connected the entire handle as well. That's what the day holds. Sorry?
What did you melt the buffalo in that little tip you didn't go all the way up to the top?
Yeah, but it could be buffalo, but shishim. That little tip of the spoon might be less than 1/60th of the volume of all the food in the pot. Whereas it may not be 1/60th of the volume, 6 times the volume of the entire spoon. See? That's why there was the Yesh Misham is a Chumrah, the Ramah says no, Svar Rishon Ikar V'chein Noag. That's what he says. And the Shach says, Svar Rishon Ikar, why? Afal Gav, Zecham Mitzos, Ocham Kulo, Yikom Akom, Eino Molich B'li Oso B'Kulo. Kain Kosva Apostle. What does that mean? What does it mean? Sure, Cham Miktasul Cham Tulo. Sure, that metal conducts heat is a matter of fact. No one is denying it. But this doesn't say that this heat is sufficient to pull the taste, which is absorbed in the upper part of the handle of the spoon, down into the pot. Since we don't find the Farish in the Gemara, that Cham Miktasul Cham Tulo should achieve such a thing. We don't find it. Well, that's not so clear. Do we or don't we find it? But the Sefer Yad Avraham on the side says, wait a minute. Do we or don't we? Let's take a look. Yad Avraham says, here we are. V'yesh misha omer she'ayim akap shal matzot misharim v'kulo misha v'cham 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 kulo. Kos of agos v'roshon ha'ikar. V'yafagav v'cham 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 kulo. And the molof v'yosu v'kulo ayin shak. Ulifianir is daiti near ikar. Kamosh kosta b'chidushi b'perakam chatas. This is v'ochim. V'muchak shom b'shas. The pshit of the mefarpeah b'kulo. Shabisha miktoso came in the chamkulo. Okay? It's clear that it's the absorption travels through the entire kli. Afilu hachi, bishari surin, la mibaya la the pshita la baya marika shtifa b'chulo. Why? Why? What principle is he introduced over here? Kibolo kap polto. Everyone familiar with that expression? Who knows what that expression means? Kibolo kach polto, very fundamental. It's the most fundamental expression in two processes that we use commonly. What are the two processes? Kashering pots and? The other one is not as well known, although the other one is where it's actually used in the Gemara. Melicha. We'll get to Melicha, we'll talk about it by Melaisa. Kibolo kach polto, right? The Gemara is quoted as far as kashering as well. That's it's a very fundamental principle. The way it came in, that's the way it comes out. Okay? Now, what's in effect saying? It's very interesting. You have a big spoon, and only the tip goes in. You can be mocked if it's one of two reasons. Either you could say only the taste of this bottom joint came out, which is under the level, or you could say no. What else can you say? What else can you say? Anything else you can say? Is that for what? Well, slowly. The Gemara that's talking over there is talking about what? Kashering. Chamek tosu cham kulo. So we could say, if this part of the spoon became trace, listen carefully, watch, you see? This part of the spoon became trace, the bottom part, and I put this very same part into boiling hot water, it's kosher. Why? The Gemara says clearly that the b'liyas iser had traveled up the spoon to the principle of Chamek tosu cham kulo. What's the answer? The same way that traveled up and became absorbed in the top part of the spoon, so too, miraculously, when you put the bottom of the spoon into hot water, it pulled it out. That's fine. That helps us when it comes to kashering. Where doesn't it help us? Right here. Right here doesn't help us. You have a kaf or levis, you put it into kederish or basar, so what are you going to say? Assuming that it pulls everything out, what's kabbalah kaf polta? How's it going to help you? And it makes it worse. It doesn't do anything for you. So therefore, it could be awesome. So the Yad Avraham says it seems to be fairish in the Gemara in Zvachim, like the Yesh Misha Omer L'Chumra. But Chamek Tzotzel Cham Kulo, it's not just a matter that metal conducts heat, but it actually tells you that it pulls out the taste from the upper parts of the pot, and then it should be Meshar, Keneged, Kolak Kaf, even the pot Kutzuk there, like the Yesh Misha Omer L'Machaber. So this is a fairish. That's the problem. Says clearly, it's molech b'kulo or matlet b'kulo. That's what he said. So he comes out the chumra. Then he said, the Nira Lomar, the Hayadu Dabka Mashabolai, the Shimush Kutsoso, the Klagoto Kibliyoso Kakli Toso. Aber Masha Bolea, I had a Shimush Kulo, Eino Poet, I had a Trivas Kitsoso. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Very difficult, no? What's he saying? Very difficult concept over here. First of all, the physics is difficult. And the lomdus is also difficult. We're not exactly sure what the Yad Avraham is saying at the end. In any event, comes out a big chumrah according to him. It's basically the Yesh Omer. Okay? That's what he says. One second, let me finish one thing. So he calls some other people who agree with him, calling him Iris. The Chen Hiskim Medina, Rak Kosav, the Dafkuk Shekola Kli Cham, Ayin Shom. What does that mean? What do you call it? Offer the Gemara, Cham is also Cham Kul when you call it Kli Cham. Yes?
But they can't go
double,
both heat up and then
it'd
be
Marquia. That's what Matthew Yonason said. I think it's very hot, then it can be Marquia. That's what Matthew Yonason said. That's correct. Of course, this is, you know, one could easily see someone saying about this as a different in the views. I mean, it's hot, it's cold, it gets hotter, it gets much hotter. But, you know, we have to try to figure out based on what we see in the Gemara and the Rishonim. It's very hard to figure these things out. Exactly. Halacha l'maisa. So, it's very possible that it all depends upon the kli and how long it was there. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're holding onto a ladle. You're holding onto a spoon. You're holding the spoon in your hand, with no pot covers, with no towels, and you put the spoon in, and as soon as you put it in, you realize you made a mistake. Now, Chama Ktosu Chama Kula tells you that what? It gets hot. You have the spoon in your hand. You have the spoon in your hand from the beginning until the end. And you know where you held it, at least you can't testify about the rest, but where you held it, you know, not only wasn't it hot, it wasn't even warm. When you say, what should there be in that case? What do you say? Depends who you ask. Huh? You ask someone who says, what? A din is a din. The Gemara said, Chama Chama Kulo. We have to measure shishim connected the whole spoon. Ask someone who says that art, maybe the stomach's that way, after a while it's that way, it takes some time. I don't know about the physics. When we say heat, when metal is a good conductor of heat, does it mean it's instantaneous conductor of heat? It takes time. That's what I would say. I'll even take the chumah de geshit. But I would say it's only true if it's there for a while. You just talk of just for a minute and you pull it right out. And your hand is on it. Look, what's the measure of heat? You have to let it both. So if you can hold on to the spoon, by definition, it's not you have to let it both. By definition. Unless you're having you have a pot cover or a towel or something. Take a spoon, the average kind of spoon or a ladle, you have it in your hand. So I would say, al-halacha, that if any part which you can have in your hand, and you hold in your hand, and you know more or less we held it in your hand, that part cannot possibly count. It's simply, that's not hot, period. Of course, that'll depend how far you get. If it's a big ladle this big, you're holding it on the very top, you weren't marviach too much. Even though your gut reaction is that, well, it probably hasn't been, probably not hot an inch below me either, a toss would be makel about that, as opposed to a machmich. If you're holding it, if you have a small spoon, a teaspoon, tablespoon, fork, where your hand that you're holding it with covers the majority of the handle, I would think it could be makel, as long as you know you. Chushmakish. I mean, your own eyes, your own hands, you feel that it's not hot. Back on your mouth at that point. I don't see it. That's what I would say, Lahalo. Yes, ma'am. That's a chumah midrabbanan. The Chacham said, since most foods are can be tasted, unless the shishim, So they said, well, we're not going to take a chance on the kfeila, we're going to have to make it an absolute shishi. That's perfectly acceptable. That's fine. Doesn't mean he's divorcing himself entirely from reality. It's a dangerous tendency in our day sometimes. I mean, a reality is a reality. So whenever you can say something, the reality is true, and Allah is also true. Yeah, chametz tzatzel chametz kula. But it takes a while for the heat to conduct. Probably takes a long while, I would say, for heat to get in. Huh?
Is that true for the cap also? Is it true for the cap for three? You put it in, you remember right away that it's wrong. Take it right out. It's not going to come out.
You mean even the original cap? Yeah, but how are you going to remember that? So how are you going to remember that? Look, how are you? It's too late. It's the top shell, it's the outside lettuce bowl. What? Cooling off. There's no way. I got it. It's impossible. See? What? 100 centigrade is fine. It'll be 100 centigrade. And it's assuming you have to let us work, like, might be as little as, according to the Shalmi Poskim, 40 grad. We spoke about that. 40 centigrade. That's the Poskim of Shalayim. 40 grad. All right, so let's leave that out. They still find 50 grad. So there's a 50 centigrade, I feel. 50 centigrade is much cooler than 100 centigrade. Very possible. You start at something which is at room temperature, stick it into 100 centigrade, it can become 50 centigrade in an awfully short time. I don't know if you're a physicist. 2 seconds? 10 seconds? I mean, I don't know how exactly it has to go. Metal? It can certainly be full. That's what you need. So I don't know. That's cool. I cannot accept. But the other hand, the part that never went in, and your hand's on it, it's a chush made. It's not hot. Do you have a way to figure it out? Okay. Fine. Now, I don't know. That's my choice. So some Pokemon are... At the end is Mako. Right. The question is like this. Take a look. See, yes? I mean, that last line I read. I'll leave that last line out. That's a funny line. I don't know. That's a hard line. Let's take a look, Rabosai, back in Sadi Bay, where the same idea of Chametz Tzatzel Chametz Kula is found again. In Sifhei. Here we start with the next. See, there's two complicated cases. The first is the sticking the spoon in, and the next one is the drop of milk that fell on the pot. That's very complicated, but this is really how luck. Both of these cases really happen. They really happen. So read over here, Tipas Cholav Shanafal Akadeira Sha'esel Ha'esh Yibachut Imnafla Kenegara Tashil Ein Sarach Elashishim Kenegara Tipa Shemifah Pas Tufnim Vavi Kilo Nafla V'Tavshil. What's he saying over here? But if you have, if the milk splatters against the part of the bottom half of the pot which has meat in it, so then the tipa's butler b'shishim. We assume it goes right through the wall. Imnafla b'malkam areikon on top, imifapas b'dofen akzeirat shasamach l'rotev. Maybe it will just be absorbed by the top part of the pot above the water line, the meat line, the soup line. Kol kap she'en shishim k'negad atipa. It will not become diffused over the entire greater area, but just these will spread over an area 59 times the size, it'll become all trays. Harinas are also mugamakteras. So conceal the part of the pot to be trays, and therefore what's going to happen? The miyara atavshal derech mugamakteras shenesar, harayeser atavshal. So what do you do? Vizet takanoto, shenichenaka, loyigaba, achetitstanein. Just don't move when this happens. Turn off the fire, let it cool off, and then you can, as soon as everything's cold, then you can take the soup and take it out. It's the only way out. You're afraid to pour the soup out, because the soup may hit a part of the pot, which has become trace. That's what he explained. Says the Shah, the cotton yutkas. Yeah. Zelashon smak. tipa shenafla al dolphin akli, mistafkula in the paragam kata. Him if I pay a bachal akli, ilo. What's in dam kata? What's there? Hilka, kishenafla negat her rotev, the yes brought of shishi, minatipa, muta mimonavsha. Im if I pay a bachal akli, haren is batal. Some enem if I pay a. Oslo yesa. Ava benofla bereka on shema mepapea bedofan akdeira tzavach lerotef kolkach shen shishim min atipa v'nat also mitzvah kli nevela v'kshiya v'chule. That's what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber is pouring the smach. Yes. You want the paratov is trade? Another question. Before the paratov shouldn't become trade either. If we assume that it went right through. If that's a fact. Is that a fact or isn't it a fact? Question. Now, if the pot will be tray. If you have a tray of a pot, mom is tray, someone cooked ham in the pot. If someone took a piece of boiling hot ham, a piece of sausage, on the top of a pot, okay, and I made a pot tray. Then I take chicken soup and pour it over that part of the pot. The chicken soup becomes tray. Because it touched in a klirishin, in yatza lettuce bowl heap, a tray for pot. That way the food becomes tray. But what's but the b'shishim? Unless you say that the sure about the b'shishim. That's what he says over here. If what we call what's the last question she quoted in Poskim? What do they say? Huh? Come on. How do you mevalid? How much do you have to ask mevalid? Samach pamim samach. Say that one. 60 times 60. Say that one. If 61 times 60. If the content of the pot of 60 times 60, 61 times 60, times the original drop, then again you're okay, Mimanusha. That's the question we discussed with more before, the Shah Makdera, that was Shah Makdera.
Mimanusha. Could be.
Yes, sir. That's a discussion. That's the question. The Mechaber passed on the Chumrah. He said if it falls, connect the water, the Mamanashach, everything is mutter. At least the food is mutter for sure. The Chumrah is thrown a pot to be mutter too by the same Mamanashach. The top is to connect the deeper, yes. We assume, it's not stated, we're assuming here that the top is always 6 from the deeper. How much is the deeper? Right, but we cannot assume it's 3,600 times the people. And that's a totally different sort of ball game. Of 3,660 times the people. Yes, no, I'm not. Why not? Above the level? No, below it just spreads. No, we have a rule. You drop one drop of lard, one drop into the kosher chicken soup. What's that love? Both of the elef. What's it? Mutta. Why? Because we assume uniform distribution. We assume it just spreads out throughout the entire chicken soup. Here too, it goes right through the pot, and it's dropping the milk on the outside of the pot is in effect the same as what? Dropping the milk in the pot. If it's mefapeya. All right. Elamai, not mefapeya. And it never got through anywhere. So it went again to the chicken soup discussion. The pot went out 100% sure yet. That's the question. But if it went on top of the water line, then you have the problem. Maybe it spread out a little bit. And then if you pour you can't say it's so full this spot because maybe it won't be so full this spot. Then if you pour the chicken soup out that side, you're in trouble. That's the Mechaber said. All right? These are the basics of this child over here. These are the basics of the child. I can't believe they ran out of time already. I think we got to talk to them about the film, but all right. So be it. Now we'll have to have mincha now, but netted tomorrow, we have a longer shiur. Tomorrow is a Yom Shehuchba Bo Kitov. Torah's teaching. It's Lekach Torah, Hatha Lechem. There'll be a double shiur mitzvah tomorrow. About around, about 12. I'd like to be the Matthew Jonas inside. Then the start from the end of the fifth wide line. Roger Shlomar, the Tveka Shala Smak. We saw yesterday in Simitari Bay, the Shachbor of Smak, the son of Mesafka Lebe Gemara. Tveka Shala Smak, who? The Mesafka Lebe Hod, the Kamibar of Gemara. Bishlob and Mikta's Kli. Historic Mariko Shtifa, Bechola Kli, Hainu. I feel my clear the mala who's sewn on, while there my skin on. The midrachmana also prat the truma, the bichagav ne trich bichon shtifa. The afagav the arminon, the vishal mefapea. Hain of him kola klicha. I will my clear who's sewn on low, the tartalo abdi sheyifal, the hachem ashalamala menu, the gam yivla viyiflat. Mushamachi and torah pach. I'd like to read the Mata Yonah from inside. Then it starts at the end of the fifth wide line. Oh, yes, Lomar. The Tveka Shalah Smak. We saw yesterday in Simitari Bay, the Shachbor Smak, the Sub Mesafka Lebe Gemara. Tveka Shalah Smak. Who? The Mesafka Lebe Hod, the Kavibar Be Gemara. Bishla Be Mixas Kli. The Tzorach Mariko Shtifa Be Chola Kli. Hainu. Afilu Makli Lemala Hutsonon. Valze Maskinon. The Mid Rachmana also prat the Truma, the Bichagav and Trich Bichon Stifa, the Afagav, the Arminon, the Bishum of Apea, Hainu im Kola Klicha, Avala Kli Utson and Lo, the Tartalo Abdi Shifo, the Hachem Ashalamale Menu, the Gam Yivla Vifla, Mushamachi and Torah Pachata, so to declare the cause of the Field of Mala Utson, we call him Trich Bichon Stifa, Avala Kola Kli Ucham, Gam bechol yisurim if apea, the fi zebeti bas kol of the mayer sheit leish yesh la hachmir, lo adem if apea. That's one sound in the smak sofek. Al dilma kol asuki da also mayer afilo akli ucham. V'yim kol ze miyed rachmana also prat la truma ta afilo bekli cham enem if apea. Ulefi ze chayesh asmak lachurma dilma kol asuki da also mayer de kli. Who's so named? Avel makli cham if apeh b'chol akli. V'yos a tipas kolo shenuf ala kadeira shetel eish. Avel kan mair b'kav shu so named. Lekal tzfuke klal. Tevada enem if apeh b'chol anal. That's what we mentioned this outside, now we're reading it inside. For one thing I wanted to bring to your attention. According to the Mata Yonah and Pshat, the smak suffix is what is Pshat in the Gemara? What's Pshat in the Gemara? Is Pshat in the Gemara this, or is Pshat in the Gemara that? That's what the Mata Yonah says in Pshat. However, if you look on the Shach, what we saw yesterday, in Simon Sadi Bey's Sivkata on Yud Ches, he quotes the Smak, Zelashal Smak, Tipa Shanafa Adolfan Akli, Mitzavkalon Viperek Dam Chatas Yimifapeh B'chol Akli Olof. Now how does that sound? The Gemara is having a suffix. The Shigmar does have a suffix there. I mean, the Pshat of Ma'adah is very nice, a beautiful Pshat, but it doesn't seem to be what the Smak is saying. The Smak is referring to an old, age-old suffix from the Gemara, whether it is this way or that way. Whether it might be honest in this Pshat, it's not a question what the Gemara suffix was. It's a question what the Smak had his own suffix, what Pshat is in the Gemara. It's a difficult in the Lashon. Difficult in the Lashon. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult. As the Vilna Gaon, right over there in Simon Sadi Bay, in order to quote the Tosis, Tosis Akasha, I suggest an interesting pshat, but the others have suggested too, that the din is the Tipas Mispashet Ktsat, a little bit into the pot. And the question is, therefore, what's the halacha? If the Tipa goes a little bit into the pot, what's the din? And that's the answer to the Tosis Akasha. That's what the Vilna Gaon says at the end of Sif Kotten Chavav. It's a long piece over here. But he says it's Teretz over here. He quotes a long quotation over here, which I want to see entire from the Mordechai. We'll get to it in a minute. Let's do it right now. Let's do that first. Let's open up to the Mordechai and see exactly how he phrases the Shiloh. And then we'll see how the Achronim understood the Mordechai. Because there's a big machlokas in Achronim, what exactly the Mordechai means. Okay? What siman is it? Tav, Resh, Ayin, Tes. Okay. Tav, Vavam, and Aleph, and Adav. It's a very long piece, as you can see. I cut out 3/4 of it. I'm going to read a little piece over here. Some are redundant. What I asked you to read is repeatable what came before. It starts at the very end of the narrow lines, or the first group of narrow lines on the second column. Shuv Matasi, Shuvat Maramza. Who's the Maram? Which Maram is it? Not the Maram you're used to at the bottom of Tosis. That's the Maram Lublin, the Rainer of Mayim Lublin. This is the famous Maram. Although the average Shibach never heard of this Maram, he only knows Maram and Tosfos.
the famous Rami Maharami Wittenberg. You know who he is? Rami Wittenberg, the Russian Rebbe. You know, you know the story, he was captured by the, he was taken captive by the Goyim, by the German Goyim. And he wouldn't allow him to be redeemed. Now that he died in captivity, and they wouldn't release his body for many years. And they didn't want to, again, it was true to his desire. They didn't offer a huge sum of money to offer to face the Gemara, right? So therefore, at the end, I think years later, finally some Gevir gave some money, and they got his body out and they buried it. It was a palace near, I was in that palace. I think it's called Palais de Chillon or something like that. One of the, it's a lake called Lake Genève, right, the Geneva Lake. The other side of the lake, near Montreux, famous city, the other side is a famous suburb. You see, Jacob Weinberg lived there, to make it famous, for after the World War II. So, there's even a yeshiva there now. So that's where that place, I took someone to show us a palace, that's the palace where the Rami Wittenberg, still there, still standing. Was kept, and that's why he was. And it affected Jewish history greatly, because after Rami Wittenberg died, his Talmud Lubok, the Rush, was afraid that now that Maram dies, he's going to be next. So he slipped over the border secretly into Spain, and that's what made the whole shidduch. The whole until then it was like, you know, two worlds. Ashkenaz and Sfarad, you know, two different Olam HaTorahs, I should say. And the one who made the Shidduch, basically, you know, was combined the two, was due to the Rush, and it came to the ultimate, you know, the Shidduch to his son, the Tur, to enable the Tur to be written. The fact that the Tur's father was an Ashkenazi, and the Tur was brought up in Sfarad, because his father ran away from the German going. It's interesting how persecution affected what we call commonly today intellectual Jewish history. That's the book's called. But it's a fact. That's what happened. The Russians afraid to stay. They figured they'd take him next. Probably he was right. So he had to sneak over the border to get to Spain. And anyway, Rami Wittenberg is probably one of the greatest shapers of Ashkenazi Jew as we know it today. Maybe the greatest. Rami was the Rabbi Shel Kol B'nei Hagolah. He was it. He was like the number one man, indisputably. And many of the minhagim that we have come from the Rami Wittenberg, through his Talmidim, down to the Ramah, and down to what we do halacha l'maaseh. Half of the Ramah is based ultimately on the Rami Wittenberg, not directly. If they go filter through to the Isa V'Heter, to the Mordechai, and also the Rami Wittenberg, and the Rush, and all the other Svar that we read about, the Marai, and the Sharidur, and there was the Ruah, all these Svar all come from the Rami Wittenberg. Sorry? Well, not either directly or indirectly. It's one generation next or next. Or the rule about the Maram, I think. Pretty sure. Talmud Maram Wittenberg. I think so. I don't know my history exactly straight. But the Maram was clearly a very significant force. And the average guy asked, what's Maram? Ten Maram of Lublin. Why? Because he's printed in the bay in the Bible Tosis. I'm not coming from Chas Chalitza belittle in one moment. The Maram of Lublin was also one of the Gedolei Yisrael Mamish in his time. But he lived, you know, much later. He lived, couple hundred years later, so it was a different, totally different situation. Who's the Maram, you know? Okay, that's the way it is. Let's go. Shuv Masasi, Shuvas Maram Zal, V'sha'alta, Ma Imodi Al Tipas Cholav Shanafla Adolfan Akzeira, V'bachut, Shuvas Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal, who's the Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal? Who is he? Correct. He is the Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishan, who wrote the Rash on Mishnayis Zeroyim, and Mishnayis Taras. He also wrote a parish on Taras Konin. He also wrote Tosfos. Whenever Tosfos goes to Rashba, people think, oh, Tosfos goes to Rashba, how nice. The Chachmei Ashna and the Chachmei Tzfar got along together and quoted each other. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Rashba there is Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham, not Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Adera, so we know it's the Rashba. Whenever Tosfos goes to Rashba, they print it out on the Avodah Zarah, on Pesach, Tosfos to Rashba, and on a few Maseches. The minute that's a rash. It's like it's his toes, it's like the toes in Tzoraim. It's ours. Toes of Shant, right? This is him. The Makas is here. Toes of Shant, that's him. Aveinu Shimshon ben Avraham. B'yodi lahatir. So I have a tshuva from the Rash Mishan to the Rami Wittenberg. He has a tshuva I have it written down. I have the Ksav Yad. He's matir. Beherech Baharbet. He wrote a long tshuva. Bekasav Shari Asar Betroish. I guess it means the Re Balatov. Ben Yitzchak was the nephew of the Ben Atan. I imagine he was the one he's referring to, Asar Betroish. Bechemizumaya Shlohaya Barol Ol Re Lesa. Wasn't sure. Kibosa Shah that's Rivaza. Who's the Riva? Ben Yitzchak Ben Avrov. Again, one of the Gedolei Bali Atov. Sometimes it's referred to as the Ritzva. Not the Ritzva. The Riva or the Ritzva. Ritzva, the Ben Yitzchak Ben Avrov. Just put in the Sadi for good measure. Same person. Okay? Imra O Shama Mizah Amasa Michlal Shay Mesupik. Period. The Rias, read me Perak Dam Chatas Kavi Bishop, the Mixas Kli. Tom, the Riku Shtifa Kolakli, the Kamar, the Tama Mai. Vim Mikrina Koshis Bushala Vagomer. When we the hitstrich crawl the kachim, I'm the enemy of a pay of a kula. Afal pisha kli cham. Only the by kachim, not by regular kula. Who mixes a lush and attic lemori pamachas, hoyu mevashlin bosa bikidera. The nafa me at kolav al dolphin akadera mevachut. She will not follow toko, however, wrote ever bechati kolavatla kolav. Afilohachil arot rabbeinu lahatir. Pnei she'ein akolav mispashet b'chol dofnei akadera. Kamo shemachiyach shah midivinan kroh zimbichli mekoshes. V'kei machen mispashet b'chol dofnav. She'ei roi loma shakol lach luchid. She'ei bedefano mitzayim levatel levatel. Nitsa b'mokam shenofal osa kol abaluha b'dofneo v'ras in the vela. V'chol tovi osa kol masha b'kadera mein b'shishim. Levatel shir ovi adolfan shenofa shamacholov. The shir ovi adolfan torach l'shar, lo yadin and kamabola. Kodam shenofa b'acholov. Ad kan. Umisharina b'cholak, there are kulas, we look in the Gemara. Vadaf, goshi yef shalam al atipa, kamahoisa, shalo hirgish ba v'lo rosa. El yacha shenofa al adolfan akzera, v'azi yef shal shah b'shishim kayot niba. Zilu b'yad nivlo miksosa b'dolfan akzera, v'azvaday torach l'shar b'ovi adolfan kamosha b'beri yitzcha. Aval, im ra atipa kode, v'yamar alea kama hoya, al zagi b'shishim shal shishim tipin kamoa, 60 times 60, v'manasha, kamosha v'kosav, mori v'mori, v'zivere ben ha-shimshon, t'ivisi lahatek v'mori, v'chein nire, v'chein anu morin, heicha d'ika, hefzed meruba k'tzat, how was chat? Hefzed meruba k'tzat, oh, v'shabas v'yontas, v'shalom, Meir Rabbi Baruch. So that's what I should say for the topic. This is the Jewish Rabbi Wittenberg. Who's Mori? Who is Mori? I thought Rabbi Shimshon, no? She was Rabbi Shimshon. That is Rabbi. I'm not going to say, who took history in MTA? I don't think she the history of all the Rishon. Who is Rabbi Wittenberg's Rabbi? Huh? Whoever it is, I don't know. It doesn't matter for our purposes right now. Okay. Now, what's happening here? What's going on? So the Chazon Ish said, I'll tell you what's going on. Even everyone else disagrees with me, I'll tell you what I think is the correct shot. Chazon Ish says, there's two spakers over here. One possibility is that we say, and I'm referring even to a case where the milk fell connected, I wrote it. So we said if milk fell connected, I wrote it, it's obvious, clear, no doubt about it, that the rota was about all the call of b'shishim. It was m'manashach, again m'manashach. How do we say it today? If the pot is milk resistant, so nothing is nivla. If the milk can get through the pot, it gets into the soup, it's bottled b'shishim immediately. Kamza Chasmish suggests nothing to it. There could be a third possibility which ruins everything. What is that third possibility? What could go wrong? Chasmish suggested that maybe we should consider the kedera and that which is in it as two goofim. In other words, if we have milk falling into a pot directly, then what's the halacha? Is this pasha to call like there? It's so full of pasha. So we consider it fell into the whole thing at once. Perhaps it fell on the outside wall, even though it's ultimately going to get into the entire soup. Perhaps it's it takes a stopover, a break. Takes a break at the wall, stays in the wall floor and tarfers it up, and then goes right there into the pot itself. In which case, wait, slowly. In which case one could say chaticha nas in the veil, even if it's all connected to rota. The Chazon Ish claims that the Marami Rutenberg holds at this second thought. And would ask that even would require 60 times 60, even Kineged HaRotet. Now, can you tell us from the Lashon of the Maran whether he's right or wrong? City Clay. Look inside. See? When he quotes the Maisa, Pamachas are your Maisa, right? That's where it starts. Right? Parabasim Avashim Basim Bekzerim. The Nafal Maskolav Al Dolphin Akzerim Bechut. Does he say anything about where on the pot, where above or below the water level? Is there any mention of it there at all? What did he say? None. Says the Chazanish, there's no mention of it. He's clearing maybe to us even in a case which fell connected to rope. The Smak, on the other hand, as we still quoted in the Shach, there's nothing doing. That's not true. That possibility is out of the question. Therefore, according to the smack, if it fell connected HaRotev, would certainly be bustled b'shishim, or else would stay outside. Only shy would be if it fell on top. That's one second. That's how the Chazon Ish says shot. And Achlokas and Aram of Rutenberg, or this is Aram's Rebbe, against the smack. That's what he suggests. That's fact number one. Okay? Fact number two. We get a third possibility. Mamish. Fourth now? I'll count them at the end. There's another possibility. What's the other possibility? That the, which he quoted from Rebbe Shimshon, Chuvas of Rebbe Shimshon Mizal B'yoyah Lahatim. What is the Chuvas of Rebbe Shimshon? What did he say? What did Rebbe Shimshon say? How is he matering? On what basis? We don't know. The tshuva is a man of Shimshon Biyadi Lahati. What did he say? On what basis was the mutter? So the answer is, Rabbi Shimshon apparently holds that it doesn't get in at all. The tipa cannot get past the pot. Period. Why? Because it's considered the Vilna Gaon quote. You saw the Vilna Gaon at the Kan Chavav? Did I put that on? Pretty sure I did. The long Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon quotes it. It says it's like Shtei Kederos. You saw that with Vilna Gaon? He quotes the Rashba. The Rabbeinu Shimshon. That's like Shtei Kederos Hanogos. That's the Vilna Gaon quote. Take a look over here. I'm not going to be the whole Vilna Gaon. Quotes them. Vilna Gaon summarizes very beautifully. Quotes the Beis Yosef, quotes the Smak, quotes all the detail, quotes all the Zvachim. Then he quotes over here. Here it is. He quotes, I'm not sure if he's quoting from the, where he quotes from. Is he quoting from the Mordechai, or is it a different place in the Mordechai? It's a long quotation over here. Oh, she's quoting the Aguda. Sorry, he's quoting the Aguda. Again, one of the Balei HaTosfos, you know, lived after Maram, and it was Yonik from there. That's the source. He quotes over here, quoting the name of the Aguda. He's not sure what's going on with the whether it goes in, goes out. He's not sure. Now, then he quotes like this. Read it on the base, page 406 in the Vilna Gaon. Rash on the fourth line. The Rashbo haya nirelo lahatir. That's our Rashbo. That's not the Rashbo Torah Sabbath. Rash Trisha ben Avram. Ach lo rotsa lasas ben nehoras hakadosh ri. Mira ben Yitzchak. Vaya nirelo ladamos the base kderos. Achas shabos avachas shokolov. Chenogaz zubazu. V'lo shamanu me'ola ma'osro. Because of Rash, b'shat ha'tzchak, on Shabbos, v'orachim la'ani, b'dav ha'choshev, v'yamatiro. Lion smack. That's what he said. Says the Gaon, G'val! V'inei ma'ashadima le'beis k'deiros lo nireh. Why? To say for a true, because of time, the base kaderos shemutoron kmo base chatichos below rotev, then the fapeya mizulazu kmo shikos of terakol abasa kufchet, mash enken kadera achat, the dummy lechaticha achat, the chala of udavar mefapeya kmo shikos of sham or kmo shikos of atosu sham. Well, not necessarily so. When we discuss this question, not so clear that chala udavar mefapeya. And if you say Cholov is not in the Fapeh, then one could say that the Agudas comparison, the name of the Rashba of Shimshon ben Avraham, is a valid one. Because as Rabbi Kivega pointed out, one of the Ma'amakomas before, it's the same as Ein Kli, Ein Balua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha Mechli Lechli Belarotev, so too he claims, Ein Balua Yotze Mechelek Echad Shal Kli, Mechelek Sheni Shal Kli Belarotev. So the Vilna Gaon, the only way the Vilna Gaon can stick and can get the Rashba is like referring back to the Tosis, because Cholav is a Dava Shameh, which is Mefapeh Abakulo. But not everybody agrees that Cholav is a Dava Shameh, as we discussed earlier. Therefore, you see from the Vilna Gaon's Kasha, that's based on the assumption which is controversial. And therefore, the Rashba, if he picks the other side of that controversial topic, it gets off okay. That's the sheet of the Rashba. Now, the Maram quoted that the Mordechai is Matzah B'Mokom Hepsi. What does that mean, Malcolm Hefner? What's the matter of Malcolm Hefner? You look on the side in the Haggadot and the Mordechai. Who wrote these Haggadot and the Mordechai? Anybody know? You know who wrote them? Who wrote the Haggadot on the side of the Mordechai? Who? Correct. How do you know? You look in the front, it says on page 1. The Rama himself, believe it or not. The famous Rama. The Rama wrote the Mappa, the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the Haggadot. It happens to be here. Look in the beginning, in page 1. It says, hey, right here. Shav im agol to Ramazal. The Rama himself, as I told you, the Rama, half of the Rama that we have come from the Maram Rutenberg, and half of those come from the Mordechai. The Rama was very much Ma'ayan, Minig Ashkenaz. And Minig Ashkenaz, he felt he can't always look in the Rush. The Rush was corrupted a little bit. He became a single Sephardishim when he wasn't safe in Spain. So to get the pure Minig Ashkenaz, he had to go to the Mordechai. Even though he wasn't as didn't write as consistently, I should say, as how should I put it? The Rush is one Chibur. You know, he wrote the Mordechai is more of a Likud. But still, if you want to find pure Minig Ashkenaz, you have to go to the Mordechai. The northern same, the west going to go. So then the Rama wrote his Haggadot on the Mordechai. So look what he writes over here. And the Maram is Master of Malcolm Hefsim, ruler of Shabbos. So the Rama quotes over there, Uzlok, see the last Haggadot on the next list on the page. Uzlok, Dirve Asmag, Shekhansa Balavin, Zatur, Yavio. Very good. That's a good svar. So the everyone's cheering. The Rama is saying shot in the Maram's head there. The Maram is being matzeh b'dochak v'akum hefzis b'shishim times shishim. That's the Rama's shot in the Maram. Is the mashum in the Maram? Absolutely not. The Maram seems to say, as the Chazish points out, shishim times shishim. That's heter gamur. He didn't say that. No, that's Mamarasha. Mamarasha is not a Shatat Chak Heter. Mamarasha is a bona fide, absolute, guaranteed Heter. So then, what do you mean by Shatat Chak? What's the matter? What is the matter by Shatat Chak? What's the matter? What is the Maraming matter by Shatat Chak? If not Shishim times Shishim? No, he says he's being matter based on Rabbeinu Shimshon. B'shetzat Chak. Quoted Rabbeinu Shimshon was Matir, as the Vilna Gaon quoted. That's what he's relying on B'shetzat Chak. Not Shishim Tam Shishim. Shishim Tam Shishim. That's had even Shalom B'shetzat Chak. That's how the Chazanish is pshat in the Mordechai. And I personally think he's right. Especially from the context, it looks to me that he's right. That he's right. Memela, we go to the next point. The Chazal is taking everybody on today. Yeah. No, I'm not sure. They seem to be calling verbatim the same thing. Could be the Tzol Sofer and the Gimel Rabbi Tzol Sofer. Right, back and forth, smack and smack. It's probably, yeah, I don't know. Strange. There are two different forms, you know. Smag is saying Mrs. Godot, and smack is saying Mrs. Cotton. I would imagine here it must be a Tzol Sofer. They keep calling them, switching off and calling the same thing. It must be a Tzol Sofer. Now, I mean, how could it be out of Shishim Nabi Shishim? It's crazy. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's close this for a minute. And look at Shulchan Aruch. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Where is it? Sivav, no? Sivav. Nagu ha'olam lesok shenafla ha'dofen shelo kenegat ha'rotev. Oh, that's a different thing. It also doesn't make any sense. Why should it be us? Why is it us? So, the Shach says, not true. Marai, who's the Marai? Who is the Marai? You caught every single line here. Who's Marai? No one tells you who anybody is over here. It's unbelievable. The Marai was who? The Trumas Hadeshas. The Reiner of Yisrael Isselin. Not Isselin, that's the Ramah. Reiner of Yisrael Isselin. Now, why is it called Marie Marai? It should be Marie. Someone said something called Marie. Ray Shirala. Right? Yeah, that's right. That's the one. He wrote fake tshuvas. He wrote fake tshuvas. What do you mean fake tshuvas? Yeah. He made up the shayla. You know, Moshe has real tshuvas. They wrote a letter. I got it from the Russian letter. He writes back. Plony Amon wrote me a letter. I'm running back this. He made up Shiloh. What's it in his... Well, the Shiloh's also made up Shiloh. You know, they made up a question and they gave an answer. You know, Socratic method. Didn't become clear through a question and answer method. I heard from the Rav. That's the Socratic method. That's why we have an Agada. All the questions and answers. Al-Shema. It's a question and answer. Okay. So it's okay to call it. Now, the... Marai was like the number one man in these matters of Truman of Isavet. Really quotes, it was a Bucky, Godel Achman, the Godel Bedoro, the Ezen Mechika Kolam and Hagen. He's again a very great source of Minhage Ashkenaz. He wrote a table called Truma Tadesh, which is divided into Piske and Kisve. If you they quote Kisve Marai or Piske Marai, they're both parts of the Truma Tadesh. He says the whole thing is not true. This minute doesn't exist. That's all, finished. Doesn't exist. What the minute is, I don't know. He said the Hetman said it was. He said also one of the big dolls who wasn't the bucky name. He said it wasn't his last. I guess it depends who you ask. What's the minute? Yeah, it's one of the kind of swing men. He's like also in the 14th, 15th century there. Ramo quotes him. Who wrote it? I forgot the name of the Machaber. Who was the Mitzvah Hetter? Anybody know? Shimon. Rabbi Shimon. Who was the Mitzvah Hetter? They didn't tell you that. But he quote all the time, no? No one knows who wrote it. I was going to bring it up. I just fired. Yeah? Matir. Yeah, like the Marai against the Mechala. Like the Shachbot. Alright, let's go on. The Dafka of Shinofo goes to Tzah Shere Kenegat Ha'esh. Page 408. Aval. Im Nofo Kenegat Ha'esh Mutter Sha'esh Torfo Miyabsho. Another very big thing to know. A little bit of liquid is simply based on the Gemara of Nura Mishav Shor. It's the Gemara. Let's see. That the fire just sort of literally, I translate Shav literally. Draws it out. It burns it out, evaporates it. Just before it has a chance to do anything, it gets eaten up by the fire. So someone asked me, I had the same Shav myself, I don't know. What was Manazeh? In those days, they used to have the fire on the side of the pot. It was a Tzad Kenegadesh and Tzad Shena Kenegadesh. I don't know if it always was, that's what the Mechaber is talking about over here. There's two different Tzadonim. The Kenegad and Shalom Kenegad. What about the fire is directly underneath the pot? So what do we consider the size of the pot? Do we consider Kenegadesh or Shalom Kenegadesh? I couldn't find it. I looked around and saw I couldn't find it. Basic, obvious question. I couldn't find it. Maya Pasen Kenegadesh. What are you passing?
I heard that under the pot, when you do the Kenegadesh, when on the top, right?
under the motion under the parish connected, the chorat the chetru, and on the side of the parish shaloka, as we said, should be connected shaloka neged. Should be shaloka neged. Okay, so I'm asking. Okay, so what are you saying? The bottom you're saying is considered connected. Whatever's on the bottom gets burned up right away. Gets, you know, the nura mishav shayv. And on the side, it's shalom today. Could be, it's very relevant, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, yeah? An oven, yeah? Somebody about a pot. What's about an oven? Oh, you mean a pot in an oven, you mean? Ah. Sorry, what? No, the fire in the bottom. The fire in the bottom. Only one fire on top in an oven? No, no. Most ovens have fire only at the bottom. Where's only on top?
Fire pot.
When the actual fire is touching it? I don't think it's touching it. I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Okay, so you think the bottom should be considered connected and the rest should be connected? Well, that sounds misfire. Let's go. Oh, that's there. And I'm sure he said. Then the Kzera itself would be mutter because it's never absorbed. Right? Vidaska the Muas gone tipa. Alo Nuffal Harbay in the Hatir, I feel the Nuffal connected Aisha. Okay. I mean, the fire can't drink up that much at the same time. Can't draw out that much at the same exact time. Says the Ramo. What? I don't know. Says the Ramo. The Oz Hakdera Havi Asura. Afili Shishim B'Tavshu Negar Atipa Shenofla. Oh! Everybody asked me yesterday, what's the path? What's the path? What's the path? I kept saying, wait. Okay, the game is up. The game is up. The Ramah Paskins, the pot is trace. Says the Shah. Why? Slowly. You want to be talking Kenegat Erosa or Shalok Kenegat Erosa? We're talking even Kenegat Erosa. Even Kenegat Erosa. Even Kenegat Erosa. And still the Ramah Asim. And the Achronim explain the Ramah. Let's say the Vilna Gaon, for example. Lamed Aleph. Ozak Kadera, Bechule. Bechain Beshishim Shekodam Shat. Bechain Beshif Shekodam. That Torah Yidak Licheres Bechule. Aval Atav Shal Mutta Memanoshach Yim Mefapea Mefapea. Bechol HaKadera. Vim Lab Nespat Kanal. Vayin Shach. So clearly, what is he talking about? This case, what case is he talking about? Keneged or Shalok Keneged? Keneged. Well, it's not about the Bishunik, and the Shach spells it out even more. Sivkot and Chav Zayin. The Shach says, Mishim Dechashinon, Shem Alo Piapea Akol Lifnim, El Nishar Mashu B'dofen Akdera. Now, the only way to explain this is based on what I told you before, the name of the Chazon Ish, explaining Pshat before in the topic of the Maram. But the Ram is afraid, maybe, that original Mimana Shach is not true. We said it's a smack on the mother shelf, either it doesn't get in or it goes right through. But the Maram said maybe not. Maybe it goes in, stops over and remains, and then goes a little bit through, and you're in the tzaras on both ends. That's what Ramah Paskins Halacha. And therefore he says that what? That the Kedera is trafe. Wait, then I finish it. But the question, hold on. Let's read the Shaf. The Shaf Chav Zayin is important. Fantastic kasha. If you're afraid that it goes piecemeal, makes a stopover, a pit stop makes in the pot, then goes into the kadera. So the whole manashach of the smack is out the window. What does smack say? If it goes in, it's butler b'shishim in the kadera. Not true. It goes in stages. It goes in the stages. You need shishim, connected shishim. Even where? Even which case? Connected a rotev. Says he. The emis is nispashet berochav, nispashet b'cholat shishim. The emlo nispashet b'cholat kli, mistama nichas lefnim and nisbata. Ulekach atash lemutim. This is creative physics. What's he saying over here? Well, how you want to say it, David? Well, either it goes all the way into the food right away, or goes inside because they're out of way, which has a bottle of machine no matter what. But that's as far as the food is concerned. Aval, Indian Akadera, Kaishina Shem and Nishaba Ma'at Ovishalo Nichasafnim, Viatsura. Lakach in Bishal Bidera Tapshal Acher, Dino Kamoba Pamarishan. The Sagi Bishishim Negaratipo, Im Nafla Kanegaratif, Kamoba Pamarishan. The Lekal Mechash El Shem and Nishaba Ma'at, Uvara Nisha Yosemi Tipo. When we come again, Kavod Leadina and Kamanisha, Turk, Latanashani, Shishim, Negat Kola Tipo, Viduketu. Yeah, but I would have said, Kadera Surah means what? You need Shishim connected what? Shishim connected Shishim. But the Shach is doing a cool over here. And he's saying that the worst thing could possibly happen is that there's a people left in the past. I'm sorry? No. Oda Kadera Asura, Havi Asura. Afilia Shishim Bitashal, Negatiba Shanafla. Still the pot is trafe. But how trafe is the pot? Rama doesn't say. How trafe? How much value of the pot is trafe? I would have thought that the Ramah's Kenegada Rotev is the same as the Smak Shalom Kenegada Rotev. He's worrying about the pot being trafe to the extent of what? 59 times a tipa. Comes the Shana says, no, that's not a Fazoi Vice. That we're not afraid of. Now, you know, for next time, we took next time. Now, hold on a second. The Chazanish Lahalacha Paskin that we don't have to worry about this whole Ramah. Argues in the Ramah with the Shach with the Gong. Says the Mashal is right. The Mashal says that this crazy thing we're not worried about. We go back to the Smak. This is against the Smak, this is the mother. This is Ramah. So the Chazanish Paskin with the Smak. Says the Mashal passing away. The Kenegat Erotev is Batal Bashishim. The Kenegat is Kushim. It's Halacha L'maisa Mamash. I had a case. Someone called before the summer exactly with this case. With milk, we're making some kind of cheese casserole, and the milk, the liquid cheese, splattered on top of chicken soup we're just cooking. It was a Thursday lunch, and the balabas was making ready to chew for Shabbos. There's chicken soup on the fire, and there's the lunch to making some cheese, and it's splattered. I got a phone call, Gavalt, while I was in the middle of the vineyard. What do I do? So I started going through the poo-poo in my hand and my hair and our hoo, back and forth. Finally, the guy says, ah, leave me alone, I'm going to cash the pot. You want to kasha the pot? Your prerogative? Kasha the pot. Next question. How do I kasha the pot? Big pot. How do I kasha it? How do I kasha the pot? How do you kasha a big pot? What? Like a danfa. That's already, you have to make it, no, it's too hard. See, when he took it to a big kitchen, an institutional kitchen, to put it in, you know, in piecemeal, even to a big pot, or put it into. I told him that was a simple way to kasha the pot. Fill it up with water, it's enough. What? He asked me. But the tarvis came in from the outside of the pot. And the water you're going to kasha with is where? On the inside of the pot. How can you kasha a pot which became trade from the outside by filling it up with water on the inside? Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Look at the Pisgei Tshuva of Kotten Gimel. Vazak Kedei Rav Yassur, the Ratner, always just read. Near the Bukhal Mokam, Shuhiska, Besimazesh, Shakdera, Asura, Emisha Masa, Zabola, Agila, Velo Mahanishim, Alena Mayim, Ziyatichena. Tim Kain, Sarachita, no Nigal. Forget it. Ela Sarach, Lachli Sarach, Kulol Yora. That's why I had to go to the institutional kitchen to put the whole thing into the pot, into the big, big, huge, huge pot. And I passed in against the Pisket Shuva. I passed in the middle of them. I'm sorry. The case, I think, was Kenegas. I wanted to be matzah. I told him, I think it's not Trey from the first person of the Chazanish. Against the Ramah. Against Shach and the, I wanted to say the first. But I didn't want to rely on that myself. I said, I'll be matzah to kasher. Kasher. How kasher? Fill it up with water. I get the Pisgei Tshuva. I have another Chazanish. I think it's Chazanish doesn't strike out twice. One of them's probably right. But the Chazanish says the Pisgei Tshuva is wrong. And I think he's 100% right. the whole assumption of Bliyas is over here that it can be Bliyah, I mean, that's the whole assumption we're working with. It can be Bliyah right through a pot. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. You like it, that'll be physics. You don't like it, all right. If there's no Bliyah through the pot never became trapped in the beginning with it. It's on the outside. The Gemara assumes there's Bliyah through a pot. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says that how do you kasher a kli? So you have to fill it with hot water, and if there's Bliyah on top, so you have to make a little rim, and the nitzotzos, the spritz of the water, will take out the trap. Kabbalah ben nitzotzos, kaf polta ben nitzotzos. Famous Gemara, Kabbalah kaf polta. So the question that Rachmanim ask is, wait a minute, what if it became trapped on the outside of the pot? Not on the very top, but then down the other side. Answer the chassid, it's obvious. What's obvious? That the water on the inside is sufficient to kasher the outside. The Chazanish claims that the water on the inside is sufficient to kasher the outside. And that's why the Gemara Avodah Zarah is only pilfering about the very top rim. What's unique about the very top rim? The top rim has no water anywhere near it. The pot fills to here. But the top rim over here, there's no water on any of its sides. That's what the Gemara says, Kach Polta Bidi Tot. Why is the Gemara worried about, look, I'll give you a mushroom. You make a Gadamsa. What's a Gadamsa mean? A rim. You know the Gemara? You know what I'm referring to? You have a very big pot, you can't get to the top, you make a rim, and then spritz it. What about the part, look, when you make tray, in all likelihood, the spritz, if there was a spritz, if you worry about there was a spritz, in the Tzotzos, they, in all likelihood, went over the top and started running down the side of the pot. You ever see a pot go up? You ever see it? You must see it in the kitchen. That's your mother's like a super duper duper balabusta. And even then, sometimes, you know, the, you ever see the pot, little feet, a little noise, she runs to the kitchen, blow the fire. What happens when that little noise comes? You know, the thing comes out and the pot, that's the case at all, right? That's the Nitzotzos that we're worried about. Right. So we're worried about these Nitzotzos over here. So the question now becomes, how do you cash it out? If I care, the Gadav is going to ruin it for you. The Gadav will seal off the spritz. When you kasher without water, the spritz will never get over the gadanfa to the other side of the pot. What's the answer? The Chazanish is right, in my opinion. That whatever, if there's water on the inside, it kashers the outside. I told the person, I think that the spec speaker, is the Chazanish right on this, or it's right on that, it's right on both. And therefore, I said I was mocked at his kasher. He didn't listen to me, and he went to the big institutional kitchen to find a pot bigger than his pot to kasher. Ad kan tof amayz. Why do you ask me? Yes? I'll have to look carefully. I'll tell you where it is.
Because, is that a violation of the rule of the
No. Not at all. Because we believe that the Bliya is throughout.
Completely
throughout.
Throughout.
You have to assume that way, Kasher.
What about you?
He could have taken hot water and put it on the outside. Chari could have done that too? Maybe. No, it wouldn't work. Well, let's do the Iru wall. I don't know, it's complicated. It's complicated. I think you didn't need it. Yes? We're not sure. It's sort of half in, half out. Not sure.
Would that mean that you taking the reverse and the natural big pot in a bigger pot, and it wouldn't go on, no one knows what it would go on, it would all touch the outside.
How this would you make all that too?
The outer passion too?
Yeah. Believe it or not. Karelis is believe it or not. Yes?
You understand the shot. You said, not, but the pot is not, doesn't spread around the pot.
That's a funny cause of a Mordechai b'shem Ravan. Lo amina b'beluah chaticha nata nevela. Oh, nice. That's something. That's a kula. All these chumas we had before based on the assumption that you can say chaticha nata nevela in the pot. He denies it. Oh, that's already a kula. Chazanish says...